Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friday, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for another worldwide broadcast. And we are going to be covering, obviously, a lot of incredibly important world developments and news today on the science and technology and health front, U.S. news, world news, politics, Middle East, huge news on the economy front, and a lot more today. But as always, we are here exposing the overall global elite's plan for a tyrannical world government. There is big drone news out today. You can type drone into Google News any day, and there's hundreds of articles about police departments weaponizing them and little mini drones the size of insects spying on people. And you can type in armored personnel carrier and find dozens of articles every day of police departments getting wheeled and treaded tanks and training with the military, preparing for civil war. You can search economic collapse and find scores of Washington Post, CNBC, with the very banksters that engineered it, talking about the imminent collapse if we don't give them total control and world government. Meanwhile, you're an evil conspiracy theorist if you talk about world government. We're going to be covering it all today, but we have two ultra bizarro reports, but they're ultra bizarro if you're a normal person. They're not ultra bizarro if you understand that it's meant to be crazy. It's meant to be over the top. That is the program. That is the idea. That is the system. New TSA policy ordering travelers to freeze on command. This is prisoner training. This is police training perps, but we're not three-time losers in a federal or state penitentiary. People that have been in the juvenile justice system and then in the adult system, you can tell how they dress, how they act. You can say things to them and tell. And in fact, police are trained how to do this, just automatically how they behave. Well, this is taking 90%+ of the population who historically across cultural lines throughout history is completely law-abiding. In fact, we'll walk into pits and be shot in the back of the head. Throughout the last 100 years, in every culture, villages get captured. They march one line of people in and shoot them. They tell the next line march in. They'll march in with their children. They will follow the authority because it's wearing a uniform. But this is just the criminal state now in a preparatory phase to get everybody accustomed to the two people in uniforms yelling at you and putting their hands on you. And the TSA is the brown shirt cadres that are now not going to expand. We were correct. Are now expanding everywhere. 80 hours of training, 2 weeks. If you are a felon, that's a plus. They do the background check, but then just put the fact that you're a felon in the file and you go right to the top. Defrocked priest, convicted pedophile, armed robber, right to the top. You are the new Stalin-esque siege leaders. You are the command vanguard, the pot-bellied vanguard. And the former land of the free, home of the brave, grovels and kneels in fear to you. We have been trained, and we are the equivalent of people walking into a mass grave to be shot in the back of the head, with our hats in our hands, thanking you for how professionally you're destroying our country. You ever watch those famous newsreels of the Soviets and the Nazis having people just with their families go down into a mass grave and they'd have their hat in their hand and bow to the person? Not me. If you ever got me to one of those places, I'm going to charge you and rip your throat out with my teeth. You understand that? Okay, no amount of brainwashing, TV, Prozac, or any of it's anything to me. You understand? And America's waking up and buying guns to defend against your Soviet New World Order takeover. Understand that. You're not going to take us without a fight, murdering usurpers.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, things are moving very quickly here. I'm going to be broadcasting today into the fourth hour. For years, I did a three-hour radio broadcast, and then about five, 6 years ago, I started a four-hour. When I started InfoWars Nightly News, I cut the show back to its original three, 11 to 2 Central, noon to 3 Eastern, instead of noon to 4 Eastern. But some days, because some stations still just carry the fourth hour and re-air it, we are going to go with the entire fourth hour today simply because there's too much news to cover. Also, one of our sources, and I'm going to give it to you once our big report comes out and get this gentleman on the show tonight, who's broken a lot of national news. I'll just leave it at that. Ferreting through leaked but also declassified current Army field manuals, discovered a document dealing with pulling triggers and killing U.S. citizens. And of course, we saw the Army Times back 4 years ago when they set up Brigade Homeland, or 3.5 years ago. They had a colonel in there quoted as, yeah, we'll be out with the jaws of life helping you with car wrecks, but we'll also be for civil unrest and things, and yeah, pulling triggers. It's our new role. And then the Army Times edited his quote out a day later because it made such a firestorm. You've seen the Secretary of the Army announce that they're going to have brigades in every major city, 4,000 plus people. You've got drills everywhere with real Army checkpoints on highways from Tennessee to California, Marines with sidearms, with 9mm Berettas, searching vehicles randomly in the middle of California. This is happening. And it's all just to get you ready. You notice they're suddenly announcing literally hundreds of articles a day. In fact, it's more than that some days. Oh, yeah, there's all sorts of little tiny drones, big drones, weaponized drones, face scanning you. Every neighborhood's going to have one basically flying above it because they're so inexpensive. All the tech has got cheap enough now to just roll this out against society. So it is happening right now, my friends. So we're going to be going over all of that today. This report will be out in the next hour or so. And, of course, we're also going to link to the document itself. But I've noticed if I come out with an incredible piece of news like this, like the Army field manuals for civilian inmate labor camps and re-education of political dissidents 2 months ago, and a week into it, the Army responded and said, yeah, that's our document, and it's classified, and you shouldn't have it. Kind of like 4 years ago, nobody believed the MIAC and Homeland Security reports we got, which we'd gotten reports before like that, but no one ever paid attention to them, with the FBI's phone numbers on them, confirmed real, back in 99. But it made big national news about a week after we broke it, and Ron Paul's office was even called. And they said, well, you know, we know Alex Jones. We're not saying it's not credible, but we've got to, you know, we don't think this is real. Come on, they're not saying you're a terrorist if you have a Ron Paul sticker. But that's because a lot of the people working for Ron Paul aren't Ron Paul. He knows that stuff's real. But a lot of his staff are younger, kind of mainline Republicans who are very naive. And so they're like, oh, there's no way you're a terrorist if you got a Ron Paul sticker. No. I mean, nothing against Mr. Jones, but that can't be true. Well, it was true, wasn't it? Yes, it was. I wish none of this was true. But now it's gotten in your face so obvious that world government every week is, again, in hundreds of publications everywhere, that it's the solution to all our problems. And guess what? We were right again. International megabanks that issue the currency and credit out of nothing, they're the ones that run it. Oh, and they want to turn off your resources. That's what's going to fix the economy. They go on and say that, too. But I'm still a conspiracy theorist. You know why? Because people are scared deep down and they know this is real. So they say, oh, no. That can't be true. You know, the first stages, any doctor will tell you this, when somebody goes in and gets diagnosed with irrevocable heart problems, that it's only a matter of time till the person is going to die, the people get into denial. Or if somebody has a type of cancer that's incurable, inoperable, people generally are in denial. They say, that's not true. They'll get a second opinion, which is always good to do. Sometimes the doctors are wrong, but generally they're right. And then a few months later, you start getting really sick, and you're like, wow, this is real. I'm going blind. You know, this brain tumor is killing me. And then you get ready. You get ready for it. So I'm going to try to explain to you again, America, and the rest of the world. We have a very bad form of cancer, and it is going to be terminal for many of us. It's called total scientific organized evil. And it doesn't play games. Killing is its business, and business is good. Surprise, you're dead. Surprise, nuclear war. Surprise, bioweapons released. You're there watching your family die as you flop around vomiting. Surprise, drones fly over your city and spray nerve gas on you. Surprise. Surprise. The New World Order eugenicists that funded Hitler, Lenin, and Stalin, and Mao, who've been digging underground bases all over the world for at least 70 years and stockpiling super technology and weapons, aren't doing it to play games. They want the whole world, and they want it now. And they're going to salt the earth and then come back and re-engineer the planet in their own words. And this is the nature of the special transmission today. The broadcast is 4 hours long today, normally three. And why is it 4 hours long today? The broadcast is 4 hours long because for 3 weeks we've been working on this piece that is so important, I can't even think of a name for it. I don't even know what to call it. And Aaron, once he can usually turn one of these projects around in 3-4 days, one of these special news reports with videos and documents and, you know, music and everything. It's taken him almost 3 weeks because he said, well, this is just too important a material, too important of information. And we think it's going to be ready by 2:30 Central today, and then we'll try to air it there and skip that last break. And try to air it then. If not, it will be on the nightly news tonight. But he's about to export it, and it's 20 minutes long. And if the export doesn't fail, then we'll have it for you, okay? It has to do with the skulls I had in here 2-3 weeks ago. So that is coming up today. Now, again, Paul Watson is on this right now, and by the start of the next hour, I will be able to direct you to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and to the source of this information as well, but I want to launch it. I want to build it up because it needs to be built up, and because, again, I don't build things up because it's hype. I've noticed if something's really important, and I just sit here hammering absolutely key intel at you, people tend to just not even appreciate it. Here's an example. We have $15,000 in prizes for the Obama Dictator poster contest. And I said, I'm going to try something new. I said, you got 5 days on that Monday 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. You've got 5 days. So I was getting mad about NDAA, police state stuff, Obama engaging in an executive fiat, legalizing the illegal aliens outside of law. I mean, this is real criminal treason, and they're getting away with it. Why shouldn't they get away with more? Why not ship hand grenades and guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and get caught and not get in trouble? Why not? Why not? Why not announce they're going to use Predator and Reaper drones against the American people, and they're now using them to arrest people for enviro crimes and things, and for quote, cattle rustling if somebody's cow went on their property in North Dakota? So I say, you got a 5-day deadline. I wanted to see what happened if we did something in two phases, just you know, learning and about putting posters up in public, taking action, not just fighting on the internet or radio or TV, but in the real world and showing you your power and seeing local news cover it. We have had some local news coverage. And we probably had 100 entries or so, millions of views total, incredible videos, incredible activism, and they just cut the $5,000 check for phase one. And I did $1,000 for the runner-up. Not that that was in the rules, but it was just runner-up. It was so close. I mean, I quite frankly flipped a coin for who won. I couldn't decide. I do that quite often, actually. I like to put fate into things, you know, let the universe have a say in things, not just my crude intellect. But only when I can't decide. I'm usually very decisive. And so then I noticed that we didn't get as many entries in. And then I went, wait a minute, this has happened before. And I said up front, look for this, but doesn't matter. Nobody's bad. It's just that it's you know, the spam filter, when it starts getting something over and over again, it thinks it's spam. All I know is a bunch of your entries from the last contest didn't get through, and a bunch of the new ones. Because I was thinking, well, since I didn't hype phase two, that's why we didn't get entries. No, we got a bunch of entries. So I'm going to extend it out to next Friday so we can post all the good ones that came in. And if you didn't get through on phase one, now you'll be judged in phase two for $10,000. And it gives people another week to also shoot their videos and get them up. But that's just an example of how we need to, you know, promote and announce and analyze things, not just turn things loose and not look at it. Okay. Wow. Drones are harassing people. I'm going to talk about that when we come back. And we got a red link up at drudgereport.com dealing with drones. And we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to get into some big news on the TSA front. Stay with us. It's key information. Publicly admitted now that the regular Army, Marines, all of them are training to pull triggers against the American people. They are training Explorer Scouts nationwide, not in every location, but all over the country, New York Times, Associated Press, to take on disgruntled veterans for gun confiscation. We first broke this in 1998 in Hebron, Maryland, got video of it, but now it is nationwide. The ROTC does not train to take on Al-Qaeda. All over the country, they train to take on, literally, people wearing feed hats, John Deere hats, and overalls. I'm not joking. We've covered it. We've written articles on it. I've had the ROTC people on the show. I could open the phones up right now and have ROTC call in and go, yeah, we train to take on domestic groups. And I have a Army report here. Again, on the re-education camps, psychological influences, how they're going to have these grenade launcher units that can fire four grenades at a time, basically semi-automatic grenade launchers against us, just all of our tax money to build a giant weaponized system against us. The minute the military starts trying to fire on people, it will turn into 1776. And by the way, that's why the globalists are probably going to pick a time where they're leading provocateur forces against military, and the controllers will be psych warfare experts, who, of course, will be conveniently in the back, and you're going to have activists who are really decoys doing terrible things so that the precedent is set that the military save the children from the evil, violent protesters. Because they'll want to, in the psych warfare, call killers protesters. That way, when they call you a protester, it means killer. Again, they want to. That's why they call terrorists overseas extremist, so they can then call you an extremist for your views, and it has that psychological connotation. And this is all basic psych warfare. And the most brainwashed are the military and police themselves. That's why it's gotten so cartoonish. The propaganda has that it's actually woken up a lot of military and police now. Because they march them in and start bad-mouthing America, Bill of Rights, Constitution, Founding Fathers, and then connecting it to, you know, horrible things. And the police are smart enough because they live in the real world. And police have got a lot of problems. But compared to the general public, in many cases, I found they're actually easier to get through to because they live in reality. with action all day. And even if they got in for the wrong reason, or even if the system is corrupt, there's something about reality that will get your head screwed on real fast. Now listen, we're close to this right now. We're close to a move for gun confiscation. Hillary has said Obama plans to sign the small arms treaty that says governments can basically restrict and take guns and register everybody. That's what it says. And they're saying that his signature is what it takes for a treaty, not Congress. You're like, but that's against the law. Well, he launches wars without congressional approval. He shuts down power plants that aren't owned by his buddies. He shipped General Motors to China with your tax money, paying for it, $22 billion. He told the military that they're run by the UN and NATO. They're criminals. Have you figured that out yet? And by the way, you notice even Jack Welch of NBC and even Rupert Murdoch are coming out going, hey, you're going to lose Romney if you don't at least say. If you read the fine print of what they've tweeted and what they've written and what they had the Wall Street Journal put out yesterday as their mouthpiece, well, Murdoch owns it. They're like, hey, Romney, this is a tax, and don't go along with Obama saying it isn't. You know, you need to use this to win. You need to at least say, hey, we get, wink, wink, hey, we get the fact that you're not really going to try to get rid of it, but you better at least say it. They say you better get some professionals in there who'll help you win. He's got professionals, okay? Romney's got professionals who know exactly what they're doing. That is, rope-a-dope, selling everybody out. I don't know exactly what's going to happen with all of this. Which puppet they're going to put in. Because the globalists are going to decide last minute themselves. They can steal elections like that. It's whoever can con the people the best. But of course, if he helped write it, because that's who he works for, the same people that Obama works for, of course he's going to come out and say, well, it's not really a tax, it's a penalty, I'll try to repeal it, but you know, let me give aid and comfort to the Obama camp. See, we're down to the wire now. You're going to really see who people are, just like Roberts voting for the takeover of healthcare, social engineering. Now, when we get back, I'm going to give you the drone news, the huge TSA news, and the head of Homeland Security on the weather. She's going to save us. Don't worry.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Our country has been seized. It has been used in the exploitation phase by the globalists to invade the planet and engage in crimes unlistable because they are being created anew every millisecond. This is part of a master plan to build the world government while destroying the Republic's name. The United States had been an example of freedom, not perfect, but the greatest peak of liberty ever developed. And so it was a light to the world and something that the wicked ones and their master did not like. And so now we have been taken over and turned into an engine of absolute wickedness. We give our children, just as all the ancients did, over to the sacrifice. We call it abortion. We have become degenerate. We have invented new wickedness, running about constantly inventing new wickedness. And here we are. Here we are before the judgment, before the fall of the Republic to re-education camps, mass arrest, and giant hordes of ne'er-do-wells who would never get a real job becoming our new gods, our new rulers. That is what sets before us as we go deeper into this land of tyranny. And there are many people trying to stop this runaway train. There are many people that have done whatever they could to warn you and to get you the information. And many people were killed and imprisoned and tortured. I remember interviewing a decade ago Congressman Hansen. No criminal record, great guy in the community, exposing the Federal Reserve, kind of a proto-Ron Paul. They arrested him on tax evasion, just claiming he hadn't paid taxes, and drove him around the country for 6 months in dieseling till all of his toes exploded, until his guts were basically coming out his hind end. That's what they do to torture you. Can you imagine being chained up, defecating on yourself for 2-3 days at a time, then being taken out for a few hours, showered off with fire hoses and put back on a vehicle? This is what the dungeon keepers do. This is what they enjoy. This is what they live for. And this is the hell now being released upon everyone. Now, there's still time to turn back. But it's going to take massive leveraging of energy. It's going to take aggressive hitting the pavement and screaming from every hill and mountain that we are under attack. It is going to take creating your own flyers and papering your town square every day. It's going to take calling into talk radio. It's going to take putting up pirate FM transmitters that don't interfere with commercial stations. It's going to mean you doing whatever it takes to start a YouTube channel. It's super easy. That means don't have excuses. I don't know how. Go get your neighbor that knows how. Because they know how to use a computer. They can teach you. Tell them you'll mow their yard if they'll help you learn how to use YouTube. I don't want to hear it anymore. Take action. I am nobody. But I saw the threat 20 years ago and spent 3 years trying to get on the air. And I got on the air in 1995. And I got on local radio by 1996. And I got syndicated by 1998 in a limited fashion. And I've expanded ever since because I'm silly and I'm ignorant at many levels. But I want to know reality. And if you want to know reality, you will find reality. I don't care if you're silly and ignorant. You got guts. Guts is enough, to quote Full Metal Jacket. That's what it's all about in this world. These are just people we're fighting. In fact, guys, I think I IM'd it to you. Or no, for some reason my IM wasn't working this morning. Will you guys give me the dictionary breakdown? The Wikipedia one's actually pretty good on guerrilla warfare. Little war warfare. Because I was reading communist tomes on it. Reading the boil down pages, they all wrote books on guerrilla warfare, guerrilla warfare, little war warfare. But it's not a communist tactic itself. It's thousands of years old. It's just leaderless resistance or low intensity conflict. The point is that everything the globalists do, yeah, print that for me, is guerrilla warfare, guerrilla warfare. Because they talk about whenever we advance and we're organized for a fight, they retreat. And you'd think of the TSA as overwhelming you. No. Everything is from communist doctrine on guerrilla warfare. And if you read their tactics, then you'll see it everywhere. They know in the federal government they're a small guerrilla force. They know they've taken over. They're up there. They can't believe what they've gotten away with, all the ridiculous things they're able to do. And they're always just pressing it to get more. Thousands of drills over the last 20 years with the military, secretly with the police. If you talked about it, they'd go, oh, black helicopters. I'm like, yeah, I got video of it. You leased the old school and blew it up and next to the nursing home and people had heart attacks and one lady died a few weeks later from it. And they're like, oh, it doesn't exist. And I'm like, what do you mean? It's in the local papers. Here's the emergency manager, Thomas Sanchez, Vietnam veteran. They came to him and said, we're going to do a martial law drill, practicing taking over local cities. He went and blew the whistle after it happened. It's all in my police state film. And then I was made fun of and told it didn't exist. Well, now it's all out in the open. And we've got this report coming out in the next 30, 40 minutes at Infowars.com. With how they're going to use the grenade launchers on us, the psychological warfare brigades, how to control us in the re-education camps, and everything in this document that's an Army current manual. And we got it from an impeccable source. We'll reveal him when I get to it. He's broken other news here. People didn't believe the first news he put out here. And then the police later had to admit it. At first, they denied it up in Minnesota. And then they came out and said, okay, we're going to suspend the program. Oh, like you didn't know it was going on. The state police said they didn't know it was going on. By the way, the state police have bought some new, one of them's like a $10 million helicopter. Oh, yeah, to look for drugs. Oh, yeah. The drugs your bosses didn't ship in. That's why when a state police person pulls me over and says, got any drugs in the car? I'm just like, come on, man. I only got the pineal gland and adrenal glands God gave me. And you know what? I'm seething right now on life. You know, the type of life where a woman can pick a car up off her little screaming baby. That's what I'm on. What are you on? I'm on freedom, buddy. That's what I'm on. I'm on truth. Better know what time it is now. And again, I have solace in this. If this evil is able to win, all of you that have served it will be forced to admit you were wrong as you are hurt by it. Any of you that think you can serve this system and gain power out of it, you're fools. You cannot make a deal with the devil. And you know in your heart the devil's real. You know that evil force is real. You can feel it right now. The devil is weak. But you think he's strong, so you run to the devil. The devil tricks you. You know, you have that archetypal story in all cultures of selling your soul to the dark forces for power. That's a trick. The devil comes to you. I'm going to give you a deep secret here. The devil comes to you when you're a child. And you have that mystery and imagination and that sense that you're part of an incredible species with an incredible destiny and an incredible mission. And here is this bland, fake world built around you to make you feel small, to make you feel disempowered, or to make you feel inadequate so they can get you to accept their download of weakness and lies in the belief that you'll gain power out of it. The devil comes to your spirit and speaks to your heart. And says, I will give you power. You sense that power. You sense that magic, that majesty. You sense that destiny. You sense the figure eight of infinity and the universe, the heartbeat of creation. That's my heartbeat. I've got that. I've got it. I've got it. Serve me and I'll give you power. And then if you get power through twisted evil, it was the power God had already given you turned over to the devil as you pull his chariot, as you pull his train. And you think that power comes from the devil. That power came from the creator that set it all in motion. And you let the devil hack your soul and turn you like a zombie computer over to the service of darkness. The devil's black rage is only a gross, weak copy of one tiny element of the creator. All the power, all the discernment, all the majesty, all the electricity, the rivers of life, the creation, the smiling children, the singing, the autumn wind on your cheek, the moonrise, it's all just the beginning of the creator. It's all just the beginning of the untold, unbelievably unimaginable power. The devil didn't give you power. The creator gave you the power, and you let the devil steal it and harness you. You are a slave. It is pathetic. You are a loser. That power you think you have, that dark flame of evil you worship at, is a stunted, twisted, microscopic husk of what you would have been. And that is what's so pathetic and so sad, that you will never taste those that have fully turned yourselves over to evil, those that have persecuted the innocents with pleasure. The door is closed on you. And you think I revel in your destruction? It's another victory for the black hole that is the devil. Another soul twisted and torn down. Another beautiful creation. Another spirit shining in flame, destroyed, made dark. Because you chose evil. You chose to serve the dark side. And you are torn down. You were broken. You were thrown down from the sky and smashed into the ground into 1,000 ugly little pieces. And you sit there looking at the ugly remnants of what you would have been. And you see the reflection of God shining off the dark surface. And you think that's God as you hold up a little chunk of evil in front of you and stare into it. Oh, the power of Satan. Oh, the power of it. A tiny reflection of the entire universe around you. Fools! Fools! Fool! Fool! Ah! And as we wind on down the road, our shadows taller than our souls. You know what that means? You never knew what your soul was to begin with. You traded your soul for a lie. You traded your birthright for nothing. You got conned. So go ahead. Sell out to the New World Order and go to some functions and have important people shake your hand and feel like you've arrived. Couldn't pay me to be around those people. You couldn't pay me to sell out. God Almighty could say, I'm going to throw you into hell if you don't join the devil. God would never do that. And I'd say, then throw me into hell. I will not join the devil. I would burn in hell forever to make sure evil was defeated. I would be killed and tortured and anything to stand against these people. Not because I'm even a good person on the surface, but because in my heart I know there is no making a deal with this. There is no making a deal with it. It doesn't want to make a deal. It wants to hurt you. It wants to pull you down. It wants to hurt everything that's good. There is no choice but to become a servant of good. There is no choice. There is no choice. How could there be a choice? How could you ever want to serve evil? How could you ever, I know why, program from birth, they want to make us automatons. But that human spark made in the image of the Creator will defeat it. All right, I'm ranting. I've got a lot of news to get to. We have a big show today, and I've got so much news, and I want to take your phone calls as well. It's very exhausting to stare into reality. I know why people buy into facsimiles of reality, because they're much smaller, they're much thinner. It's like a lake that's 1,000 miles across but half an inch deep. Looks expansive, but it's like a facade at a movie set, like where they film Stagecoach or something. But the real thing, that's the difference. It's like a soundstage for a movie of Monument Valley versus being out at sunup or sundown in the middle of Monument Valley on horseback, Monument Valley, Utah. It's the difference of being in some stale, quiet, musty, dead building with a painting on the wall that isn't even done very good because it's meant to be blurred in the background with a long focus or whatever you call it. It's the difference of being in there sitting on a bench and a roach walks by and you're just sitting there in a hot, dusty building, nobody's around, looking at a painting on the wall versus the cool night air and the stars and being in Monument Valley. That's the difference between good and evil. Because evil is not a creator, and it wants to be, but all it can create is death, destruction. All it can do is screw things up. And it wants it all, and it wants it now. And again, you can say, oh, there is no good and evil. Oh, it's all just instincts. Oh, it's all just genetics. Oh, it's all predisposed. Oh, it's already going to happen. But you know in your heart that's not true. You know, from all your experiences in life, that's not true. Okay, when I come back, this story is red-linked at the Drudge Report. We had it on yesterday, and I should have got him to talk more about it. He's like, I wasn't even going to talk about this, but it happened. I live out in the middle of nowhere, a very rural area, you know, between a hoot and a holler. Joseph Farah had one of the weed eater drones, police drones, fly over and look at him. He was out walking his dog, didn't have a camera. And there's the kind of harassment goes on. Travis County helicopter people, I don't know, like 14 years ago, were outrageous. I was trying to get the funding cut for new helicopters, so they went to my parents' house. Because for whatever reason, that's where I'm listed as living, even though I've never lived at the house that they still live at, that they've lived at for like 20 years. I guess at some point I had mail sent there when I was in college or something. And so they came there, flew about 20 feet off the ground, flipped my mother off. Then they found out where I was staying one night with my girlfriend, now married to her, and came over there and came right down and shined lights right in the windows the next night. I mean, it's just like, so that's what this is all about. Spy drone buzzes journalist's secluded home. And we'll get into TSA, the most insane thing they've done yet, but it makes perfect sense if you know why they're doing it. First, new TSA policy, they're just now announcing it. It's been going on 3 years. I've witnessed it. My entire crew that flies has seen it. New TSA policy, ordering travelers to freeze on command. That is new. The, quote, new policy that is really not new is TSA explains bizarre new policy of testing drinks purchased in airports. Agency claims it is attempting to be unpredictable. Yeah, like being out in the parking lot of the airport now or on highways. Yeah, you're unpredictable. The Homeland Security just set up a group who have 80 hours of training and aren't sworn or bonded or under the Constitution. The FBI can't do what you do, but you can do everything. People ask, well, how did Hitler have brown shirts before he was even in office, run around, beat people up? Because he had the giant force and just did it. We're being run over. And every time we're going to protest and opt out or get in their face, they stand down because they're guerrillas, guerrilla warfare. They're attacking us. When we flee, they pursue. When we pursue, they flee. When we attack, they pull back. When we're asleep, they attack. Okay? Everything they do is warfare. I don't just say that. They're following warfare programs. You see them in the news going, it's not attacks, but they admit it's attacks. Never mind. Oh, well, they say there's no drones, but they're admitting the drones. Well, everything they do is what a occupying army would do. You know, they declassified it about 20 years ago. I showed it last year on air. Clips of army psychological occupation. And we played clips of it on air. It's on YouTube. There's hours of it. And it talks about the U.S. taking over a third world country and helping suppress the population. And they're fighting communists in this case. But the tactics are exactly what authoritarians would use as well. And it's all real creepy where they talk about psychological warfare and lying to people and they giggle and it's fun. It's meant for troops to watch it and think being a weird, creepy, lying person is good. Again, like Jack Bauer torturing people's children to get answers and he's always right. This is so twisted. How they seduce people over to evil by increments. And they're now saying that it's, they want to be unpredictable. Read the article at Infowars.com. But TSA has attempted to explain away a bizarre expansion where you go through the checkpoint. And I've seen it. While I'm sitting there eating barbecue and got a ice water. And they walk over and start swabbing people's drinks and taking them away and saying, take a drink of that. Inside, at the food courts. And see, because it's all fake. The people that drive on the airport with the food deliveries, just swipe a card. Anybody could be down at their dock, knock them on the head, drive in with a thing full of C4. But there aren't real terrorists, ladies and gentlemen. Almost all of it's manufactured. Even when a real jihadi attacks you, usually they were funded up the line by the globalist on record. On record. On record. And they always sell a tyranny on an unpopular minority first. But in all the manuals that good police and military send us, who's it always really about? People that don't like the New World Order. People that say that there's a global banking cartel that's going to bankrupt the world and bring in a planetary regime. Ooh, wait, all those ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center reports, the last 15 years, it all came true. In fact, we've got to do a project where we get all their old writings that are public. Cops ought to do this. I know you got even more than we got. Send them all to us. I'll do a whole show with them and read stuff from 5-10 years ago that's exactly what happened. This crazy Jones believes that they'll be using military on the streets. He's dangerous, wants to kill you. This Ron Paul believes there's a world government being set up by banks that own the Federal Reserve, and the derivatives will cause a collapse. These people are fear-mongers and dangerous and are linked to cop killing. And, of course, all of it came, we're the enemy because we got it. We're the enemy because we're awake. We're the enemy because we're all that's standing between the American people, people of the world, and total world dictatorship and mass extermination.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to finish up with the news at the start of the next segment. Then we're going to go to your phone calls. I want to hear from first-time callers again on any of the issues I've raised here. We've got big breaking news going out in the next 10, 15 minutes or so that is going to go over a lot of really important info. Just so you guys know, you just opened a mic up or something over there. Switch got flipped or something. So I'm getting the audio out of the studio. Sounds like it's off now. No, it's off now. Thank you. You heard it too, John, right? Yeah, the wind noise, whatever it was. That lost my train of thought. Doesn't matter. I didn't lose my train of thought. There's like so many thoughts. How do you reach into a sea of them and pull up the most important? I guess you don't. I guess you just start going over the thoughts, and those that have ears to hear, they're going to hear. Those that don't, they're not going to. Very soon, Watson is going to have this military news. In fact, I'm going to call Watson. This news is so big, I need to find out when he's going to have this up and ready. I'd call him on my regular landline here, but it doesn't work anymore. Oh, they turned it back on. Hold on. That's awesome. I didn't have this phone for a few weeks. I don't know what's going on in here. And then we come back, I'll go to your phone calls and the news and all the rest of it. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. First-time callers, 800-259-9231 on this Friday worldwide broadcast. I know Watson's deep in writing right now. He may have already posted it. Everybody just needs to hit refresh. Hey, Watson, what's your ETA, brother? I know it's a 115-page document, but I've looked it up. It's an Army manual current, and I just want to point to all our other re-education camp stuff and then just link to the full thing. And we're going to get our source on tonight on the nightly news. I was telling people the ETA was in about an hour at the start of the show. What do you think the ETA is? Okay, half an hour. Do what must be done, Watson. It's just, you know, confirmed military training to use machine guns and mortars for martial law. I mean, it's, you see all the re-education stuff and PSYOP stuff? All right, buddy. I'll quit bugging you. Thanks. Oh, side issue. This video me and Aaron have been working on for almost 3 weeks. I just want to keep that as a featured video on YouTube. I'm going to tell folks over there to do that for about a week. And I want, you know, you to watch it, write an article next week with your perspective, whatever that is on it. Because I really want to promote this video that's coming out. All right? I think it's very important information. All right. Thank you, sir. See ya. It's my right-hand guy right there. Always delivers. Okay. Oh, boy. We're going to go to break here, and I'm going to try to calm down. It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. What we put up with in this country and the fact that it's going to get 50 times more out of control. And it's just, people do the same thing every generation over and over again. We're going into a really decadent cycle right now, a really dangerous, destructive cycle. And I just really feel sorry for people. I really do, because we have been so spoiled rotten after all our forebears developed and built for us. And Katie bar the door. I just think about children, though, and that's where I get angry, and that's why we're going to have to get the word out as best we can, but prepare for physical defense. And you know, once they start it, the best defense is a sustained, unmitigated offense. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us as we prepare to take the plunge into the New World Order.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to blitz through some of the top stories here. We have big breaking news with confirmed Army documents that add to the other pile of re-education camps, sustained massive warfare that they've trained in Iraq and Afghanistan, door-to-door roundups, killing political dissidents, just absolute treason being prepared. No wonder the military is waking up and going, oh, you're absolutely right, Alex. We've had military confirm that they've got states prepared to go against other states under federal command. That's in the John Moore Defense Authorization Act. But that they're actually training to send in armor and air from other states into states they think that may secede. But the Union was hijacked by foreign banks who announced they've conquered us on the news, like Hitler parading Paris after they surrendered. And you know what? Most of the cops went out and saluted Hitler and said, all right, we're under German control now. They were called the Vichy French. And I guess that's really what's happening here. I mean, I'm not guessing that's what's happening, because they just do it by increments. And now they have the TSA out there engaging in every form of bizarreness you can imagine. It seems bizarre if you really believe they were trying to keep you safe from imaginary terrorists that the globalists openly fund in Libya and Syria. That's back in mainstream news. TSA explains bizarre new policy of testing drinks purchased in airports. Agency claims it is attempting to be unpredictable. Now, again, to be clear, I've seen this for at least 3 years, but now they're announcing it because it's going in everywhere. You go through, you go to a shop because now you need the little thing of shampoo, and you need the toothpaste because you can't have that because you're a terrorist, and you need the bottle of water, and maybe you go get a sub sandwich because you're going to get on the 4-hour flight. Don't we all do that? You go get it, you stick it in your bag, and here comes waddling up people with a cart. And they're now starting. By the way, I saw this 8 years ago, or about 7.5 years ago, when I was in San Francisco. I saw them searching people at the gate. It was a group of World War II vets wearing their caps from the USS Arizona that had survived. I'll never forget this. And back then, I was not really intimidated, but I wouldn't pull a camera out, you know, on the security at a gate because I knew they'd come after me. Nowadays, I just do it. I'm done. I don't care. I mean, I've told the story probably 20 times, that this one World War II vet wearing the Arizona hat had his wife with him, who looked like she was about 2 steps from the grave. He was about half a step from the grave. I bet that guy died within a month. He was going back to see his buddies. His eyes were peeling down with water dripping out of them. You know, when somebody looks like they're about to, you know, literally, he had a walker and an oxygen tank. And this guy jabbering at him was some private security they had there. It was called, I think, Wolverine Security. Bright blue, something like Cobra Commander would wear, going, I couldn't understand what he was even saying, gibbering at him and poking at him. And the old guy obviously had hearing aids on, didn't even know what planet he was on. I mean, imagine you got an old man who looks like a reanimated corpse. Okay, I mean, he looked that bad. Okay, there with his wife, and there's a bunch of guys getting on a plane to go to the World War II Pearl Harbor Memorial. Because a few days later, I was back in Austin. I remember on the news, there was the whole event. I'd seen the guys flying out of San Francisco to Hawaii. I mean, can you imagine wanting to come over and gibber and jabber and poke at some old man because they don't understand you? Imagine the lowness of someone like that. We've had Colonel Craig Roberts on, who flies a lot. He talks about how he's seen that himself. It's like there's something about these wolves, these wimps who want to be predators. who when they see a woman or a child or an old person, it gets, and the worse off they are, the more excited they get. Like, you see an old person, you immediately want to go over and help them. And you think about your grandmother or your grandfather, or you think about, you know, memories come back of visiting people on their deathbeds, and you want to honor the old. And then you see these people, and that's what our country's become. That's who we are. It is a religion of treating us like garbage, running us into the ground, dominating us. And so, okay, you want to trade liberty and freedom and a stiff backbone with a jellyfish servile system? Knock yourselves out. Knock yourselves out. I'm preaching again. TSA explains bizarre new policy of testing drinks purchased in airports. Agency claims to be unpredictable. It wants to be unpredictable. You mean power grabbing. Because it's always more. Now they're saying, oh, we've decided to stop stripping women and children in front of people, taking their pants off, their shirts off. You've seen those countless videos on the news. You don't have a choice now. We're taking you to the back room. And see, this is the point now where I can't fly at that point. Because these are known criminals hiring felons, pedophiles, killers. I haven't seen killers yet. Bank robbers. And they want to get you back there. And they've killed people at these. They'll get you back there and beat your brains out and say you died in the cell. Saw that happen out in Phoenix. They'll get the local cops in there to do it with you. And that's what happens. I mean, now you're going to interrogation rooms. And they're setting up interrogation rooms that are mobile on the highway. So when you drive up to one of these random checkpoints and the TSA's there commanding the Army and the Marines. I'm not kidding. This has happened in Tennessee, you name it. Look it up. There's videos on the news. And they literally take people now to the interrogation center. And now the cop brings you in, the door closes, and there is the person in their little chair. They turn towards you. Sit down. I've been interrogated flying into Canada like this. You're going to go to prison. We've got your laptop, and if we find any porn on it, you're going to go into a Toronto prison, and we don't like you bleeping American pigs. And I'm like, wow. And we know you want to go to the Bilderberg conference. Let me tell you, you're never going to leave Canada. You'll probably get 10 years in prison. We're downloading all of your laptops now. I'm like, well, I don't have any illegal porn on my computers. I don't think I have any porn. But I mean, you know, there's three of us. And they're like, no, any porn is taking it across the country lines. And I'm like, well, I haven't looked at any, but I don't think there's any porn on the computers. And they sat there for 15 hours. Getting madder than a pistol. They downloaded our entire computer, stole everything, and there was nothing. There were photos and JPEGs and things from like tiles on the websites of like, you know, they'd come back in and go, what is this? And it'd be a cop putting handcuffs on somebody, and I go, that's photos. We're updating the website. What is this? And it showed like a SWAT team in black mask, and I'm going, well, I was like, you know, why don't you just be nice and let me go? They were so stupid, though. They'd taken all our cell phones, but Aaron had this little bitty cool one that was so small. He lost it about a year later. And I was like, I don't care what they say. They're out of the room. Call Jim Tucker. We call Jim Tucker at like 3 a.m. and get him up out of bed. We go, Jim, you got to do it. Because we knew the hotel he was at because we were going to stay at the same place with him. This is in Canada, 2006. I said, Jim, you've got to call all the press. They're either going to put us in jail, they can find something, or they're going to deport us. They're going to send us back. You got to get the media here. And man, by like 10, 11, they're screaming, they're cussing. We're still going to prison. We're bad. They know we've done something wrong. And then all of a sudden, I'm having flashbacks to all this. All this media shows up out front. We can't see him. And the guy comes in totally fake and nice and goes, I have a daughter. I have a family. If I get fired for this, it's all real fake. Now he was begging mercy. If this happens, if you tell him what went on here, I was told to do it by the conference people. Promise me you won't say anything bad. Promise me. Promise me. And I said, well, I'll tell them the truth, but I'll be easy on you. And I went out and said a little bit. And the guy was like fake crying and all this stuff. But, I mean, that's who these people are. Can you imagine that guy when he meets his maker? Boy, I don't want to judge you, but I don't think God's going to like you too much. That's all I got to say. I mean, look, Cowards are the worst thing on earth. If you're going to be evil, then stick to it and enjoy it. I mean, I couldn't imagine. This guy had endless energy from like 10 o'clock at night until noon the next day, or longer, 8 o'clock at night, whatever it was, to march back and forth. And I mean, mainly had me behind closed doors yelling at me. And it was just pathetic. It was an absolute pathetic. It was pathetic. You do not scare me. Well, your weakness scares me. I mean, looking at you is scary. Looking at your essence, looking right into your bones is disgusting. Because I don't have some high view of myself, but my goodness. These wimps that want to exercise power on people, only the most cowardly, pathetic jellyfish are like that. And I want to thank God every day that I wasn't born like that. That I wasn't born a bully. Because there's nothing more disgusting than a filthy bully. And you know where bullies are going to go in the history, in the dustbin. So they're announcing that they will have unpredictable measures to snare would-be criminals now, and terrorists. Yes, by testing your drink. And I've seen them with people at a McDonald's, Whataburger, I don't remember what it was. It wasn't Whataburger. You know, one of those hamburger places at the Atlanta airport, going over people and them taking the top of their cup off that they just bought with a tray and testing it. It's about making you feel like you're a criminal. So that article's up at Infowars.com. And then there's this one. New TSA policy ordering travelers to freeze on command. So again, it's prisoner training. Freeze! It's a police command when a cop has got a gun on you and is going to kill you. In the threat continuum, you don't say freeze unless you're preparing to kill someone, meaning that they've got weapons or they're in the commission of a crime with bags of money in their hands. And it's saying you're not just under arrest. You're not in a custodial arrest, which is what all these, when you're pulled over, it is, or these situations at the airport. It is prisoner training. This is, hey, you're now in a violent continuum right now. Of the fourth spectrum, you are a criminal that I am apprehending in the commission of crime. Freeze. It's an order, and the American people are going to love it. In fact, if TSA told the average American to urinate on themselves or chop their children's hands off with meat cleavers, they'd probably do it. I tell you, land of the people that love slavery. Well, you're going to get it then. All right, I'm going to stop hogging the broadcast. Let me get to some more of the news. I just start getting into what the TSA is doing, and it's going to get more and more insane. If you think them yelling freeze, because they tell you to walk out and go stop right there, and they put you in a little prisoner booth, and they have you put your hands up, and it's total prisoner training. And now they're hiring criminals to take your daughters and sons behind closed doors to strip search them. And they go, well, we don't call it strip searching, but we do take your clothes off. And just like every tyranny, they hire a bunch of goons to do it. If you thought the bizarre power trip behavior of the TSA could get any crazier, think again. According to a friend of political commentator Lou Rockwell, the federal agency is now ordering travelers passing through security to freeze on command, explaining how he got, how he had arranged with his family to split up as they were passing through airport security. The correspondent, whose story is posted at LouRockwell.com, explains how he heard a commotion from a different security line. He heard freeze, freeze, or something like this coming from the output side of so-called false security, where my wife was followed by further barking of commands from where I was. I couldn't see much. It turns out they were doing a new drill. They want all passengers to freeze on command. My wife told me later that she didn't follow this order fast enough, so the subsequent barks I heard were directed at her. Yeah, this is getting you ready. You want to see what a re-education camp looks like? It's very accurate. It's in the movie Children of Men, where the globalists have sterilized everybody, society's collapsing, and the bus rolls into the re-education camp, and they're pulling people off. They want to shoot on spot those they're going to torture, those that they just send into the ghetto that they've got a fence around. And that is exactly what this is. In fact, guys, will somebody go rent that or buy that or Netflix it? Because I want to fair use show a clip of that, because that is incredibly accurate. When they roll into that They got barking, you know, dogs and all that. It looked like Maryland when they forcibly inoculated 2,000 people 5-6 years ago. It's actually covered in the Greater Good DVD. And they had police dogs, black uniforms. It's the law. Got to take shots. We'll arrest you if you don't. There was no law. It's just all a criminal exercise of power to set this up. And so, yes, now the screaming. In fact, I've already gotten reports of this before. And of course, you know, if a metal detector gets unplugged, oh my gosh, terrorists must have got through, stop all the planes, pull everyone off. Oh, now we've got to be in the parking garage because terrorists might be there. Oh, they might be out at the end of the highway coming into the airport. We got to have a checkpoint there. Oh, they might be down the main road towards that road. We got to be down there. Oh, they might be at the park. We got to be there. Oh, they might be at the shopping mall. Got to be there. And then the TSA is now running federal. And the insurance companies are saying, your mall has to get federally certified. And they say a TSA inspector must come and you must comply. So see, just the new security everywhere. I almost didn't speak when I was in Santa Cruz. Michael Zwirling did a great job getting me out there. I'm on two of his fine stations. We had 2,000 people total come out to the two events because the place held like 900 plus, but it sold out in a few days. So I booked the second day. And so the mall security, the boardwalk, you know, theater security, it's like an outdoor mall, said he's not going to speak if we don't run security. And they were real nice, treating me like I was a president or something. Again, they really figured out this culture so I'd get into it. And I'm not mad at the station. They're great folks. They groped everyone coming in. And of course, you're there, and it's like, we got to check them. And I guess it's for my safety. But you know what? I'd rather be free. Listen, I'm not living in fear. If somebody wants to kill me, they do it out in the parking lot. I mean, I see Glenn Beck at events. He has like 30 people, and they'll call a SWAT team out for him. Our reporters have been at events where the president is, and people like Glenn Beck, you know, have more security. Just, I mean, shoot me now if I was ever going to live in that much fear. I mean, I just don't understand this. But again, this tyranny is a culture set up by cowardly people. This is what they're into. And I'm already digressing. To be technical, he had more security at an event than Mitt Romney. Not the president yet. Not yet. Okay, I've got this entire other stack of drone news. You know, Joseph Farah had not told anybody about this, but I guess he felt like he should go ahead and say it on my show. And hey, guys, I forgot it. Will you bring me that email that WorldNet Daily sent me? It doesn't say it's not for air, does it? I don't know why they sent it to me. I read like 90% of it during the break, and I just wanted to make sure before I show it that I they didn't. Well, then obviously it's to be used on air then. Anyways, I'm going to get Farah back on next week to talk more about this, but he lives out in Northern Virginia, you know, in the hills on a piece of property with no one around him, and here comes the police drone, you know, with its little flashing lights and little legs. I got to get him back on to describe more of it for people because off-air he described more of it than on-air. Because he was, again, doesn't want to be a conspiracy theorist, so he was kind of timid about even telling the story. But now it's up on the Drudge Report, red-linked. We'll tell you about that when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Be sure and hit refresh if you're on Infowars.com right now. Because we don't have it set to auto-refresh, you may miss some of the new news being posted. To do this justice, I'm going to just take calls now after I hit this drone news and then go to your calls continuing for the first half hour of the next hour. Then we have the two winners of the Infowars.com reporter contest joining us. But coming up at 8 after or so next hour, I will get into this article. And I've got to call Watson. He is the best, an amazing mind, but he always tends to underreport something, trying to be conservative. I read through much of the 100 pages because I can speed read. Got it this morning. Of the new Army Field Manual, and we've confirmed its authenticity. And our source is impeccable, but we also confirmed it through another source. I'll just leave it at that. By the way, the source will be on tonight Mr. Fight, who broke the news up in Minnesota of the state police drugging people and giving them free drugs, including cocaine and heroin, to set them up as informants to basically false witness against people. First, that didn't exist, and oh, the state police didn't know, and the mayor didn't know. Turned out they all knew about it, and the report was real. He was able to get this document. A lot of this stuff's public. Part of it isn't. So we're going to get him on the nightly news this evening and set up Fight for Sunday. I'll be live this Sunday. I was going to go to Colorado. I've canceled that trip, not because of the fires, but because the RV's engine blew up. And it'll take him a week to even get to it because I guess it's summertime and all the RV engines that are blowing up now. It's like trying to get the air conditioner repair person out. In 108 degree temperature, and the guy shows up at 9 at night. Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Mr. Jones. I've been working 12 hours, 14 hours a day. Well, thank you for coming. Thank you for fixing the air conditioning. So it's the same thing. I was going to go to Colorado. I'll take my son with me, do some reporting out there, but just for a week and a half, but I'll be here now. I still am going to have Mike Adams and great John B. Wells, both of them great people, filling in one day a week next week. So I'll take my children to the lake or something. But side issue, drum roll, please. Because this latest Army manual is the worst yet. It is the most out of control, most tyrannical, horrible confirmation of everything we've seen so far. And Watson has the headline, Army Manual Outlines Plan to Kill Rioters in America. Actually, it says rioters, but see, that should be citizens defending themselves, because the police will just pull back like they always do. It isn't just rioters. It's protesters. It's people trying to take their government back. So it's prepares to repel 1776. But the point is that it says civil disturbance, period. And under the codes in here, and we've seen this borne out in military training I film, but also in Pittsburgh, where my reporter got arrested, that they announce on the loudspeakers, no protest, no being outside, if they say, that's civil disturbance, and then they kill you. Now it's just rubber bullets and stuff, sound cannons, microwave guns. They are preparing to try to and of course, it'll be done perfectly. Government agitators will have groups that people like to look down on when the welfare checks won't buy goods anymore because of hyperinflation during a collapse, or other scenarios, but this is one of the prime scenarios they've got from just reverse engineering everything they're doing and all the documents we have, that then they'll start shooting at fire department people like they always do. Got to know that's provocateur, most of it. And then, oh my gosh, and then the mowing down of people will begin. And then, oh, thank goodness the Army came and restored order. We're just accepting this now, even though it was a 15-year-old plan by Rand Corporation to roll this out, right as the Secretary of the Army calls for it. It's all been to acclimate you and all to get you ready that patriotism is, oh, I forgot the good part. There is gun confiscation. Well, you saw it in Katrina. They're going to cordon cities, and you prove you're good and get the food and get a travel pass when you turn all your firearms in. And, of course, the Army is going to be searching your house. And guess they've got a backup youth brigade, a Hitlerjugend, a Stalinjugend, a Mao youth brigade. Don't they always? They've got the Explorer Scouts who've been training for at least 5 years to do house-to-house gun confiscation. I mean, I have it from 15, 16 years ago, 1998. But how many years ago was that? Yeah, like 14 years ago. I have that. But confirm that, you know, in the New York Times, they're training for house-to-house gun confiscation. In Arcadia, Iowa, they said in the news, the Army will practice locking down the city of 675 and will take the guns from the local gun shop and will go door-to-door confiscating weapons in a drill. And then I read the report and it was like, hoax website says gun confiscation, even though they said it. Like, there are no drones, even though there goes one right there, but there are no drones. Hey, this thing's a tax. Supreme Court says so. So do you? No, it's not. But it is a tax. The IRS takes the money out of your account, and if you don't buy from the private groups, you're just like, never mind. No, it's not. You're like, yeah, it is. No, it's not. 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 And they just want to keep you in that inaction because they found in psych warfare actuaries, most folks will just go, okay, well, whatever. You're wrong. I'm right. They're like, sure. I know you are, but what am I? I mean, it's just these games they play. Look, they're criminals. If the average person in government isn't bad, that's one thing. But you work for evil criminals, okay? The country's been captured. The only way to turn this around is they're trying to bring in the EAS to take over media. They're trying to talk about shutting websites off with no due process now. They're talking about arresting people. Cass Sunstein is at the White House who criticized government. I mean, they're really trying to see if they can get you to do it. And during a collapse, they'll say, go arrest the political dissidents, cops, and your paycheck will work. That's basically what it's going to be. And if you then show up and do what they ask you to do, it's over. They're going to win. Because you're going to get killed en masse, and so are citizens, and then they're going to bring in the I-4 troops and the NATO troops they've been training for. Oh, we're going to be talking about Operation Black Star with Colonel Craig Roberts next week. He's going to be joining us with Key Intel. Former Army Intelligence, Marine Corps sniper, Vietnam, SWAT team commander, helicopter pilot, Oklahoma City bomb investigator, one of my favorite guests who I've never seemed to get on. We're going to twist his arm and get him on the show. He's also somebody that died for 10 minutes and they couldn't resuscitate. And of course, you know what he saw. Because we only see a very tiny band of what's really going on. That's why I feel sorry for people that are blind spiritually. You have no idea, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so I might as well get to it now. I mean, here it is. Army manual outlines plan to kill rioters in America. And you notice they're announcing, you know what? We've been developing armed drones for decades. And here, police departments, train with them real fast. They got shotguns. They got 50 cal. They got riot guns. They got tear gas. And you better get them. And here's some armored vehicles and get ready and dig in and store food. Because there's evil terrorists are going to attack you. And they're not the guys over there, jihadis. It's the guy with the John Deere hat. I've been to the urban warfare drills where they got them in overalls going, not going to take my land. You've seen the video. John Deere hats, man, literally handing out John Deere hats. This is what your enemy looks like. That looks like my granddaddy. Your granddaddy was an American. You're not with them, are you? I mean, you couldn't make this up. You watch a movie like Red Dawn, and they've got everybody in the local sports stadium, which FEMA admits they're going to use on people and have, with loudspeakers blaring, "I'm founding fathers are pigs, the Constitution is garbage." And then you get a FEMA training manual, and it's exactly that. I mean, these people are open scum criminals trying to take over the country right now. I mean, it's happening. And everybody's like, I think Mitt Romney will save us, really. He's like, it's not a tax. Obama's right. I helped write it for the big banks that run me. But I might repeal it. Just give me a break. Give me a break. They're like, well, maybe it'll get better once Mitt Romney gets in. The elite get what they want. Yes, I will agree in deep analysis. The Democrats, on average, are more mafia, more street thug, more will kill you if you're criticizing them. Republicans just go ahead and just do whatever they want. You know, Republicans just ship guns into Mexico to destabilize it and get control of the drug trade and put it in the banks. They didn't try to bring the guns back and then blame the Second Amendment with it. You know, sure, I guess Obama is worse. He went that, I guess the country club Republicans, even though they're tyrants, they still kind of like freedom and kind of like the way things used to be. Kind of like all the rich Republicans, you know, that go into the country two-step and dive bars and want to have fun. The cops kind of leave those alone because, the big boys like it that way. Listen, you're going to lose it all. There's no deal with this place. There's no deal with the New World Order. Okay? You don't just have a little tyranny because you like being in power. Tyranny doesn't work that way. It gets worse or it gets better. It doesn't stay in one spot. And right now, we're sinking like a rock. All right, I'm going to go to your calls. I'll just cover this later. Again, it's red linked up at Drudge Report. We'll show folks that if they're watching on TV where they can find it. Spy drone buzzes journalist secluded home. WorldNet Daily editor Joseph Farah. He didn't want to describe the whole thing on air, but I mean, he lives back in Virginia, folks, in those hills and mountains. I mean, nobody. It was for him. It was right above him. But you know, off air, he's like, I don't want to get too much into it. It sounds so crazy. Well, you know what? Reality is crazy. It happened, Joseph. So you told it, and now it's big news. I mean, you used to run some of the biggest newspapers in the country. People know you're credible. Yeah, you better carry a camera on you at all times, man. You better have cameras rigged up all over your farm. Anyways, oh yeah, they don't like that counter-surveillance. Continuing here, I got it at my house. And I'll just give you a news flash. There isn't just the stuff you see. What, are you going to jam all my neighbors if you ever want to come in on me? Oh, that's a bigger problem, isn't it? And it's not that I live in fear either. It's so whatever happens is on record. Ooh, that really upsets you that I've got cameras rigged up off my property. And you don't know, are they being recorded in one place? Or is it being wirelessly sent somewhere? Or is it being sent over lines? Oh, you don't know. Mike Adams sending me motherly advice about putting aloe vera on my fingers. Mike, my aloe vera plants have been used or lost in moves. I don't have any. I need you to bring me some aloe vera. I'm just joking. Mike Adams will show up. We've had producers here before that are sick. And he hears about it and he shows up and brings them medicine. Mike Adams, the Mary Poppins of the InfoWar. I'm in that in a friendly way. He'll be filling in on Monday. Spy drone buzzes journalists, secluded home, WorldNet Daily editor Joseph Farah. They will be at war. We will be hunted down. And he goes over all of that here in the article, the little loving police drone. The one with the little four legs buzzing with the flashing lights. I mean, they want you to know they're there. Flying around his property. And believe me, I know it went on because I've got to enjoy the visitations by the helicopters. You're like, oh, they probably just thought there was marijuana growing in your yard or something. No, folks. They were flipping my mother off because for whatever reason, my parents' address still shows that that's where I supposedly live. Even though I never lived there. I took mail there 20 years ago, and so they get the visit with the guy hanging out, flipping her off, 2 days after I went to county commissioner's court and talked about how the $11 million German helicopter was too much and how they didn't need another one. And so they dropped by. And then they dropped by, they found out where I was really at. This is what government does. It's a joke. Sending me more messages here. Okay, I'm out of control today. Look, I'm being conditioned, though. The fact that I'm sitting around joking and laughing when we have an Army document talking about gun confiscation. In fact, that's a whole other article. I need to get Watson to do one on that. Or I can get Kurt Nimmo to do it. This is all breaking so fast. Okay, I've just got to reset. I'll get to it later. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls, and I'll get to all this coming up. Let's talk to Nicholas in Pennsylvania. And Shane, DJ Joe, Eleanor, and others. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I totally agree with you with this. I heard you earlier talking about Children of Men, and I think it's a great film. And, people don't really see, the symbolism in it, and, that's really important. But I just have a couple of questions. Right now, I'm taking care of my grandmother's apartment buildings. And, I've just been really curious about the real estate market. And, everyone knows it's been really bad. But, and also some of my other family members have houses and stuff. So what do you know about the real estate market right now?
If the globalists decide that they've got to back off and go slow, the real estate market will go back up nationwide, not to previous levels, but up, I would guesstimate, within 2 to 3 years. If they decide to hammer down, which every indication shows, they're going for broke. They're publicly running Al-Qaeda, attacking countries. They're publicly gutting everything. Romney's not showing any sign of changing course. Conservatives, if he gets elected, will just suddenly sit down and love it all. So either way, we're in trouble. Every indication is the globalists think, and I think they're probably right, that they're going to end up all going to prison unless they get it all. And they're going to end up losing that too. But they're just going whole hog. I mean, we might as well have a cross between Mao Zedong, Stalin, and Hitler mixed into one, running things, looking at us right now, trying to figure out how they get everybody to do the horrible things they want them to. And so the future destiny is up to you. It is not some set thing out there. It depends on what you do. If they, with all their spying and algorithms, think that they're not going to be able to get away with this, already they don't have a good chance of getting away with it. But they love to dominate, and even though their computers are telling them they're not going to get away with it, they are so used to it, and they can't imagine they're going to lose. They show that Hitler turning into Russia, Napoleon going to Russia, Nero thinking he was God. The megalomania has set in, and it's setting in with their minions. You know, the one good thing is their minions are such trash and so stupid. And I'm talking about, you know, the TSA type folks, the code enforcer bureaucrat type, are so pathetic or awake. Some of them are awake. You know, if you have a brain, you're awake, that it's all about our compliance. So at this point, pick whatever you can, stop complying. Just stop complying with whatever you can. Here's an example. One crew member says when he gets tickets, he just keeps sending it in with the wrong paperwork over and over again and just procedurally. And you can tell it goes in the problem stack and later just gets thrown away. Sabotage them. What's sabo? It means sandal in French. Sticking it in machinery. Sabotage them. Sabotage everything. This is an enemy. We're occupied. And so peacefully, lawfully, sabotage everything. Sabotage, 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 sabotage every little act against them, every little poster hung up, every time you stand up to somebody getting in your face, every time you talk back to the TSA person, every time is one step closer to victory. Does that answer your question?
Well, I guess so. Yeah, I'll have to look a little more into the real estate market. But yeah, I mean, all that stuff is really
important. God bless you, brother. Sabotage! You know, that last caller sounded disappointed, and I'm sorry I can't give you a definitive answer. I would have had to ask you, where are you in the country? Then I'd have to go research the trends there. I would have to, there is no definitive answer on what you should do with your real estate. And I understand you're managing a building for your grandmother. But I don't know what to say. I mean, I can't really give you advice on something that's so specific in your area. I mean, take real estate in Texas. It had a fall in the 80s that wasn't in the rest of the country. And so Texas real estate, on average, never got up to the overinflated levels of other areas. So our bust was not as bad. And in some areas of Austin, it's actually come back. But that varies, not just city to city, but area in the city. So I try to give you a real answer. But, I mean, if I can't give somebody a really good answer, I am not qualified to give you advice in your own life. There is a very good chance there could be a total collapse, and it's an engineered collapse to bring in world government run by the bankers in their own words. They say this. I've played the clips here. CNBC 2 weeks ago, probably played it 10 times or more, probably 15 times. In fact, cue it back up for me, please. This is what's going on. So I can't give you advice because it's all up to these lunatics. And what they do is governed to a great extent by what we do. So that's the bottom line right there. Again, mainline systems will teach you, well, this could happen or that could happen. It's all what we do. Let's go to Shane in Washington. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Love the show, man. And thank you so much for waking me up in January.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, I had the honor and privilege to meet Jordan Maxwell. And I got to see a presentation, a lecture that he did down in L.A. about the dawn of a new day, about the Soviet symbolism. I was wondering if you're going to be had any plans on having Jordan on in the next.
Yeah, Jordan has been booked on the show like 5 times, and then he always wants to move it a few weeks down. He has a bunch of stuff going on. He was booked like 2 weeks ago. He was booked a month before that. People call and ask him on, and I'll get more calls asking him on. But you've got to ask Jordan if he wants to come on the show.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. And then also, I did want to bring up the fact that when I did go down there, I took the Amtrak, and it's getting bad on the Amtrak, too. I went down there, and as soon as I got off the train, I mean, these detectors or whatever they were just pretty much singled me out in my pajamas.
No. They're TSA inspectors, and they just do whatever they want. Feds who aren't even feds, out of their jurisdiction with an 80-hour training course, and they are doing the new American handshake of grabbing your genitals on the highway. And I mean, they're not just in train stations, brother. They're demanding to put their hands on your wife now on the side of the road. I mean, it's over. They're criminals. Red alert. Mayday. So what'd they do? They singled you out. What'd they say?
Oh, they searched my bag and went through all my stuff, messed up my luggage, and were smiling and laughing while it happened. And then the guy had the audacity at the end of the search to try to slap hands with me, and I just kind of laughed at him and just kind of gave him a cold shoulder, I guess.
Oh, he didn't like the fact that you were laughing, so he wanted to, like, be friends. Well, see, it's important to be friends with your prey. No, we're not your friend. We don't like you. We don't like you. And once you start a hot war with us, we will meet you on the field of our choosing. Anything else, sir?
No, sir. Thank you so much for the work you and the InfoWars team does, and I'm looking forward to hearing more news that you guys got. Thank you so much, Alex.
God bless you, brother. We have fought as hard as we can to reverse this military buildup against us. Now is the maximum effort to reach out to military and police now and educate them. Our lives and their lives depend on it. It's all real. The New World Order is real. You better choose a side, ladies and gentlemen. You better choose a side right now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls, and I'll get into our top story up at InfoWars.com right now. Army manual outlines plan to kill rioters in America. Warning shots will not be fired. Of course, there's a little minor footnote. It talks about confiscating guns in there. Paul did a great job getting this out quick, but I'm going to get Kurt Nimmo to do one just on the gun confiscation segment. And the PDF's up there, and it ties into the re-education camps, all of it. That is coming up. Let's go to Eleanor in Missouri. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I sure can.
Okay. I'm from the St. Louis area, and I think it's really important that people know and understand what happened and what everything looks like after the FEMA police went through.
Yeah, tell folks about the police and military regular army training with the tanks on the streets. Tell us about what it's like when FEMA comes to town.
You have no windows left in your house. I'm not kidding. There are no windows left. Your house looks like a ghetto, and the whole neighborhood looks like the ghetto now, you know? And, I mean, there's no windows left. There's, you know, they fire a lot of shots and shooting, so a lot of stuff's blown up.
So, ma'am, you were actually in an area where they lease houses, then don't tell you and blow them up? Because I've actually been to those. Oh, so they blew stuff up in your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Everybody north of Manchester Road got pretty much everybody got a visit by the FEMA police, and they go through your house. No judge, no jury, no court order, no nothing.
Yeah, I'm going to stop you, ma'am, because I've seen them do checkpoints, and I had the cop calling in, break down crying about it. I almost sent reporters, but there's been so many drills I didn't. You're telling me that in that North St. Louis drill that they admit they did with the police, and they told folks to stay away, you're telling me they did a gun confiscation drill? They came in your house?
Well, I don't know what they if they did. If they confiscated everyone's weapons, I would imagine.
No. They only drill for it. But I'm saying, who came? Tell me, government came to houses. Tell us what happened.
Well, if you go through the area now, pretty much nothing's left. I mean, anything of any good. I mean, I saw this in Medellin when this happened too. See, most Americans haven't been through a civil war. So they don't know. I have. So I understand. I know and I understand.
Okay, ma'am. For two weeks, there were hundreds of tanks, thousands of troops running around, terrorizing people, but the media would never say what they were doing. Tell us what happened.
Well, everybody in North of Manchester Road literally got a visit by the FEMA police. They literally went in their house, they went and saw what they had, confiscated whatever they wanted, you know, and the people don't know what to do. And then I heard two policemen, you know, talking outside my house about it, and they said, well, we have to do this now because by October, and I'm like, by October what? You know, no one has answered that question yet. By October what? You know, I don't know what's going on by October.
We have to go in and, man, I should have sent my reporters. I just have such a small crew right now that I didn't send them, even though I knew something special was going on up there. Well, you saw Katrina. They used it to go high and dry. Even areas that were nice had their lights on and would come in and break open safes and steal the guns. People never got them back. They would arrest the homeowners. And this is what they're training for. Ma'am, so you're saying, I want to get your number off air. I want to call you, and I guess we're going to have to send the reporters up there, and then you can be our guide. Or maybe that police officer can be off duty and take my guys around. Maybe I need to go up there. Because if what you're saying is true, and my gut tells me most of it is, it's so horrible.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up here in about 20 minutes, we have the female contest winner for InfoWars Reporter. She wins $5,000. Jennifer Collins popping in for about 10 minutes. Then we have the male contest winner, Jakari Jackson, joining us. But she's in Ohio. He's in Oklahoma. But I'm going to interview here in the next few weeks some of the other top reporters. They were all so good. I mean, just the top 10, that was more like top 20 or 30. There were so many great people. And we're going to go through the list and find out, you know, who we can afford to get in here. Because believe me, I'd like to have 20 reporters and be able to send them to things when there's an urban warfare drill in St. Louis. And the police call in and say, yeah, it's for martial law. And then we discover that they are doing gun confiscation drills, just like we saw in Katrina. But it's all building towards a head. And I'm going to get to our top story. Again, it just went up at InfoWars.com about 30 minutes ago. And Watson's headline does it justice, but it's not as bad as it is. The headline should be Army Manual Outlines Plans to Confiscate Firearms, Kill Americans. But it says, Army Manual Outlines Plan to Kill Rioters in America. Warning shots will not be fired. And it goes on to say, civil disturbance, period. Which, under these federal training, they say protesting. And they go, we will not tolerate civil disobedience. You know, under this code, we have banned protesting or being outside. And then they couldn't find anybody to resist them in Pittsburgh, where my reporter got arrested being up on a hilltop videotaping at night at the university. G20 was over that morning. It's the university. People aren't even protesting. They're just out there, you know, at 8 o'clock at night in the university commons. And here comes police from every road marching in Darth Vader outfits because they're real men, all in their mob psychology, all wearing their masks so they could, you know, play the part of the devil. And be women on bicycles beating them with billy clubs, and they'd cry, and the cop would walk over full force and just crack it over her head. And so what if people die? You know, they had a Red Sox win, and a woman walked out of a bar, and they shot her at 2 feet away with a rubber bullet blowing her brains out. And they know it would do that. It's manly. It's like, whoa, Bob's tough around the office. Whoa, you killed a woman. You know, this is what it's all about. And don't worry, the bankers are going to kill your bank account. They're going to kill you with fluoride in the water. You're going to get to share, too. I understand. You're the tough guys. You're the winners. You're going to show America. I got it. A lot of police are waking up, but I'm just putting the line out there right now. You better decide which side you're on. This is real. Army manual outlines plan to kill rioters in America. A newly leaked U.S. Army military police training manual or civil disturbance operations outlines how military assets are to be used domestically to quell riots, confiscate firearms, and even kill Americans on U.S. soil during mass civil unrest. The document, PDF, which is dated 2006 and was used for self-learning courses at the U.S. Army Military Police School at Fort McClellan. Oh, see, it's been going on a while. That's that one where we discovered all the FEMA camps from insiders. Makes it clear that the operations described in the manual apply to both CONUS and OCONUS, meaning inside the continental United States and outside the continental United States. Yeah, like the re-education camps as well. And see, here's the deal. 6 months ago, on the public, you know, Fed websites where they put out the contracts, hundreds of millions a month just getting the company teams ready to be able to activate FEMA camps within 74 hours or 72 hours. I forget the exact amount. So see, they're getting them out of deep freeze. They're firing them up. They're prepping them. And they're lining and they're doing drills just everywhere to get you acclimated. So what's going on down there at the city hall with all the shooting? Oh, it's just a drill. They're taking out some terrorists. Let me continue here. Again, it's acclimation. They're converting you from a free country to a slave country with the TSA, all of it. The document outlines how military assets will be used to help local and state authorities to restore and maintain law and order in the event of a loss of riots, civil unrest, and declaration of martial law. Oh, declaration of martial law. Because, you know, the things collapse, but the bankers have got a plan to fix it. They're good people. World government run by... Guys, do we have the clip about slaves of the bankers? Let's again, this is who our military works for. People are like, don't be mean to our military, boy. Okay, I mean, if the Russians were in command of our government, would I be supposed to fall down to the military? Again, foreign banks took over. They want to destroy our way of life. We've got to tell the military what they're being trained for is illegal and explain to them that they're going to engineer this where it looks like what they're doing is good to set the precedent for the open occupation. And then the military is just going to bring in force while the TSA has their way with us. Okay? That's the plan. And the IRS rapes your bank accounts and tracks your purchases with the new cashless system coming out. You still have cash. You're just going to face scan and thumbprint to buy and sell. The cameras are going in everywhere. Now let's go ahead, and it's just instant. You just walk in, and soon you'll just pay with your face. They're admitting that. Notice they're rolling it all out now. They're just getting you ready. Here they are telling you who runs our military. Here it is.
So mostly what they do is hold summits. I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to be excited about in that.
And then they go on to say, well, we're slaves, but we kind of need to be. You know, this is kind of cool. It's kind of cool right now what's happening. Because there's no world government, though. I mean, police, you can walk right in to your training room and go right in the files and pull out 20 years of files saying, if someone says foreign banks are taking over, they're terrorists that want to kill cops. But it's all admitted, hundreds of articles a month coming out admitting world government run by bankers. So can you think one step ahead? They're going to blow up police stations, the globalists are, to then blame it on what's left of America so you get in a fight with us so we kill each other. That's the plan. That's Oklahoma City Part 2. Are we smart enough to not go along with this? Probably not. Probably not. It's going to be too much fun and the pageantry of the big funerals for the dead cops and the president coming and we're going to get these radicals and, you know, cops will get to fold the flags and everything and ooh, go get on your little motorcycles and have a parade. And you'll shake the hand of the people that kill the cops because it's fun to get invited to the party. And then you can start a civil war with the American people trying to take their guns in which... tens of thousands of police will be killed, but that won't be on the news. Those will be quiet funerals. Just the first ones the president goes to, well, those will be the big ones. And it'll all be very exciting, of course. And after they've killed me, if they get away with that, you know, there'll be lots of demonization stories and horrible things I did on the news. You'll get to learn how, you know, Mad Dog Ben Richards, the butcher of Bakersfield. Why, here's the video of him doing it. I mean, you know the running man doesn't lie. I mean, there's Whitman, Price, and Haddad. Their debt to society paid in full, basking in the Maui sun. Of course, they're really dead. Well, I tell you, this is really a creepy field manual. Earmarked for Homeland Patrols. And gun confiscation. I don't know. You might want to get this article out to everybody. Or maybe it's too real for everybody. Maybe this is too real. Maybe I should just shut up. Hey, you know what? Things are collapsing. We're going to need the Army, Alex. Hey, Alex, you got it all wrong. The Army isn't trying to take our freedom. They got to do this because things are collapsing. Oh, really? 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 Tell me something I don't know. Yes, I know they're going to be rolled out during the collapse, but the collapse was engineered, Jack. And I told you about it long before it even began. I'm so tired of people calling me going, Alex, did you know 9/11 is an inside job? No, I didn't know that. I'd never imagined that. I'd never talked about that. It is so frustrating sometimes to just have the evil right out in the open and the globalist and all these documents saying they're going to reduce the world population by at least 80% after this control grid's in place and they're following an exact program. So I know what they're going to do next in general moves. I know what the next phase is. And I have to sit here like a movie I've seen 20 times. But now I'm living it in the real world and knowing what's going to happen next. And I go out and listen to the general public and they sound like idiots. They sound like they don't even know what planet they're on. And then the elite are like, well, that's why you should join us. When I've had big media people offer me jobs and things like that, it's always like, you've noticed how stupid the public is. And you've noticed that they're jealous of your success. And they would tear you apart if they ever could. All you can do is survive within the system and try to work from within. It's not perfect, but believe me, you're not going to help these people. They don't want to be helped, Alex. And I know there's a lot of powerful people listening right now who were given those same speeches. They're like, wow, yeah, it's a standard speech, okay? It is a standard deal. Those people are just mid-level, okay? At the top, the globalists have a master plan that's published in many different places. It's always the same report, just in different variants of set up a world government, get control, exterminate the population in phases, blaming it on natural or terrorist causes, finally remove the population down to 10% of what it was. Publicly, they say 80. And then the deeper manuals are go ahead and kill most of that 10% down to less than 1% of the world population, with the elite merging with super technologies and living forever. Now, I don't know if that's really going to happen or not, but that's their game plan. Now, let me ask police and military. Do you think you got a place in that plan? Do you think you can make a deal with this group that gives you DU knowing it's going to kill you? I rest my case. We'll be right back. All right, I got some bad news here. It's not that bad a news. We've spent off and on 3 weeks putting together this video that I haven't even decided the name of yet. I extended the show into the fourth hour today coming up. But every six, seven, eight videos that are long and have a lot of edits in them, you get what we call the wheel of death on a Mac computer with Final Cut Pro. And it had been compressing the 20-minute video for about 3 hours when it got the wheel of death. So the wheel of death, as we call it. And so we are going to air it tonight. Who knows? This project's taken so long, it might be 50 years from now. We put a lot of work into it. Aaron's busted his butt on it. It's like a mini documentary about the nature and secrets of humanity and our destiny and the key crossroads we're at. I mean, it's one of the most important things we've ever produced. But I had an incredible first hour. I think I was really flowing with on public displays of understanding here. I was jogging this morning and I was having these understandings and I was actually able to telegraph it with some degree of oratory purity during the first hour. And that's coming up, going to retransmit in about 30 minutes. We got some guests coming on, but we should be able to air this big special report tonight on the nightly news. if it compresses in the next 4 or 5 hours. But 7 o'clock tonight is when the show airs, so we've got it done by 7. We can put it in somewhere there, but do not hold your breath, ladies and gentlemen. If not, it'll be top posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com throughout the weekend. I'm going to just put out a memo and say, leave it at the top, please. Because it's time for gut check, ladies and gentlemen. And I cannot believe we're letting a bunch of weird, deceptive criminals run things. So what if they've got a bunch of sophisticated propaganda? Once you're aware of who they are, it doesn't matter. And the people that are going to carry it out for them have no idea what they're part of, on average. And we're here telling you the magic trick. Let's go to DJ, and then we'll go to others. Go ahead, DJ in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to say, obviously, I wouldn't feel comfortable starting the conversation. I was saying thank you very much for everything.
Thank you for putting up with me. Thank you.
No, I really appreciate it. But the new news that's going up right now, Army Manual outlines plan to kill rioters. You know, I myself and a bunch of friends, we're here from Minnesota, and we did plan on going down to Tampa, you know, for the RNC. We're Ron Paul supporters. Do you think that this kind of falls in a timeline with what's going on, kind of how this comes out, and then the RNC is happening in August, and then this lady that you talked to before me is saying they're talking about martial law in October, which is 2 months after the RNC, about a month before the election. Do you think that they're kind of gearing up for, like...
Well, listen, the feds do this. The feds do this to get police and military to really hump it. Now, it doesn't mean that one day they won't actually pull the trigger with a hot takeover, but it's the drilling that actually brings in the martial law. We're already in it to a great extent where not even bonded law enforcement, not even peace officers, federal or state, are groping you and your family and now on the highways. I mean, we're already in, they're already taking your bank account without a judge, jury, or anything, the IRS is. We're already under martial law to a great extent. They told police 6 months before they staged the H1N1, which turned out was manufactured, was staged, it was a simulant virus, wasn't even really that dangerous. All that came out. We were able to break it here. Years later, it was confirmed by the EU Commission and others. They told police that we had on, and they told an emergency manager head of a major city in Indiana, who we had on the show, not saying his name, that there would be a million dead in Illinois, Indiana, that there would be martial law from flu that season. Just getting them ready so when the feds created fear, local constabulary would buy into the hysteria, and then rumors would spread. So it's the same thing. They go to cops, they go, yeah, we're going to go, you know, we've leased this neighborhood and this area, that's, we're going to do urban drills, and, you know, if we see any crime, we're going to have the military deal with it. How's that sound? And it's all to get the cops used to it. And so you go to North St. Louis, you do the drill, it freaks out some cops, that identifies who's awake, other cops show they'll go along with it, they're marked down as they're ready to go. It's all a gauging. It's like the globalists are going to the grocery store, squeezing on different fruits and vegetables to, you know, decide, well, is this avocado ripe? You know, is this grapefruit ready? There's a thumping of the watermelon. There's a checking of the onion. There's a squeezing of the potato. There's a you know, messing with the carrots to see if they're dehydrated. They're the you know, the devilish spiders of the New World Order are crawling over their babies. You know, oh, this one isn't evil. Get rid of him. Bye bye, cop. Oh, this military person isn't for gun confiscation. Send them for their fifth tour in Afghanistan and make sure they get extra shots. Oh, you like to take guns? How does Colonel Johnson sound? As a sergeant, you killed some citizens and took guns. The FBI said you'd served well. You're going on the fast track. We want to put you in college for officer training. Really, me? Yes, you. You're going to the top, like pedophiles they hire at the TSA. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I have been so busy since we announced the winners last week, last Friday, of the Infowars.com nightly news reporter contest that I haven't had a chance to get them on until now. And we've got Jakari waiting in the wings. We've also got Jennifer, who we're going to go to first here in just a moment. And then we've got all these other great reporters who we've got to fly down here. or do preliminary interviews with and see if they want to join this crazy team, because we definitely need the help. And by the way, I've done 2.5 hours here and have not plugged any products or anything. You notice most talk show hosts, it's every other break or plugging something because people don't listen to a lot of the commercials anymore. So you do the plugs live on air. I'm not doing that because I'm so focused on all the news. And then I'm looking at the bank accounts and we need to raise some more money to be able to expand in the face of this tyranny, because we just can't send reporters out to everything that's happening, like what's going on in St. Louis with the martial law takeover drill that was confirmed, gun confiscation drills, the Army documents, how they're preparing them for it. This is some scary stuff. So be sure and visit InfoWarsShop.com for the best prices on the water filters, the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the end the TSA, not in the Fed. We've got those too, but in the TSA. Next time I fly, I'm flying with that. And when they don't like it, I'm going to go, hey, you don't like my First Amendment? Is it bad too? You're going to tell me to freeze? Oh, you're getting in my face. Go get the cops, because you're not even a cop. You're a joke. Oh, you don't want me to fly? Good. I'll sue you individually. Oh, sure. We'll get maybe thrown out of court, but wait till I put private investigators on you. How are you going to like that? See, I'm done playing games with these people. I'm ranting. Let's go to our guest. We're going to have him back in the future, and I hope that we can work something out and hire Ja'Kari Jackson and Jennifer Collins and 4 or 5 of the other reporters, because it's just hiring people's a big job. But very soon we're going to try to get folks down here, but they are the financial winners, $5,000. I'm told those are going to be mailed out today to Jennifer Collins and Ja'Kari Jackson. Since they're on Skype, we can only go to one at a time. Let's go to Jennifer Collins for a few minutes first. Jennifer, thank you for coming on. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure to actually get to speak with you.
And this is the first time we've talked. Your video Skype just froze. That's fine. How did you wake up to the New World Order? Tell folks about the submission that you put in. We've got the top video at, on our YouTube channel. Is your entry and Ja'Kari's entry if folks want to see them. But, I mean, tell folks about yourself and the InfoWar and about the piece that you did.
Okay. Well, actually, I started really listening to your show around Fukushima when that catastrophe happened. I had actually listened to your show before that, but that's when I started really listening every day because it was the only one revealing what was really going on over there in Japan during that whole catastrophe. My piece, I actually submitted 2 different submissions. And the first one, you know, I wasn't that passionate, and I had actually never done anything like this before. A friend had actually told me about the competition, and then I saw it on your show, and they encouraged me to enter it. And I said, no, I really didn't think I had a chance at being considered even. So I saw Dan Bidani's piece with Ron Paul, which was completely awesome because he actually got to interview Dr. Paul, and that really inspired me.
That's Dr. it. Paul, we got to hire Dan Bidani, even though he didn't win, because everybody just loves Dan Bidani.
Oh, he's great. And actually getting up there and speaking to him, I mean, that takes a lot of fortitude, and he wasn't nervous, or he didn't appear to be nervous, and he really just went for it. And that's very impressive.
Well, that's why you won, because out of all the incredible ladies, and we want to try to hire some of the others as well, is because you came up with a good idea for a report. You did a professional job, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking for, I mean, you did a great job. Tell folks about your report.
Well, I went to a Mitt Romney rally, and in a little naivety, I actually thought I'd at least be able to shout a question at him. This was when CISPA was really hitting your site and the importance of that bill and how it squashes all of citizens' rights. And I thought I'd at least be able to scream at him, you know, how do you feel about CISPA? Because we know how he responded to the NDAA, that he would sign the order as well. So when I got there, he had this whole area set up, and I was told he was going to come out to speak after he was speaking inside on a college campus, and he wasn't coming out. And so I decided, well, you know what, I'm going to go in there and see if he's coming out to speak. They had everything set up. I mean, it was very different. So
but he didn't come out because there was nobody there. And I love how your piece shows there were more cops there than people to see Mitt Romney. No one I know has ever seen one of his bumper stickers, except Richard Reeves in Dallas saw one.
I haven't seen it. And I've had people ask me, you know, I've never seen any other bumper sticker except for Ron Paul bumper stickers. And that's the only bumper stickers. I actually saw one Rick Santorum, I think, last week.
Yeah, well, Ron Paul was the real winner. They stole the first, you know, two states from him. And that's one reason I'm irritated with Ron Paul. I'm not mad at him. I just am irritated that he won't stand up and say what we all know.
Right. Yeah, it's very frustrating because he is the real winner. I mean, he was cheated out of Iowa. He was cheated out of Maine. I mean, there's so many states he's cheated. If you look at the maps of the reporting, it looks so skewed. I mean, really, you're coming in at 10 to 12% in every county. Counties don't vote like that. Those counties are usually, because I've been watching county returns for years since 2002, or actually 2000. And they just don't look like that normally. They have, you know, this person wins a lot more percentages somewhere else, but this person doesn't in a state, and it just really looks suspicious. And it's just fraud at this point with that.
Now, you're in Columbus, Ohio, right?
Yes.
Well, I haven't had a chance to talk to you yet, and I know Rob Dew is going to be working on some of the hiring in the first phase has, but I'll just say it now. Are you ready to move down here to Austin, Texas?
Well, I really, really, really want to. I don't know. I might have to consider maybe a correspondent position if I were to be hired right now, just because I'm in school and I'm trying to finish that up. But it's so tempting, believe me. I really would love to.
What are you going to school for?
I'm getting my PhD.
Oh, cool. I mean, I'm just curious. PhD in what?
In theater.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Well, you know, the whole world is a stage, and each of us players upon it.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, that's exactly what we're planning, is to try to hire some of the people, obviously not at a, you know, for as much money, but to be correspondents and to go around and do reports for us. But where you would have the maximum effect would be right here in the, you know, center of the resistance. And there's so many great people, and you did an amazing job. And so certainly, how long do you get your PhD?
How long?
Yeah.
Well, I'm finishing up a lot of things by December this year. And after that, I'm just writing a dissertation.
All right.
No big deal.
All right. Well, listen, very exciting. We'll be in touch with you. Congratulations on winning. And your check for $5,000 is in the mail, as they say.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great job. All right, folks, there goes Jennifer Collins. She won from her great state there, and she is the winner of the female contest. And again, as I said, don't feel bad if you didn't win the money, because a lot of these women and men are saying, well, I can't actually move there. So it all comes down to who wants to move here, and quite a few of them do want to move here. So there's a lot of things going on, but this is very, very exciting. Now, talking to Jakari Jackson, I believe he's in Oklahoma. And I certainly hope he's ready to get down here. If not, correspondence, great. It's just we're so busy, we'll never be able to really correspond. We need people actually here to really, really see how the you know, soup gets made around here. But Jakari Jackson did a great job with his report. Jakari, thank you for joining us.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good. Hey, so tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think of winning the contest. Tell folks about your report.
Well, first of all, I want to give all glory to God and Christ my Savior. I mean, if that's the most important thing I could say, if nothing else. My report is something I went out and shot with my dad. He was actually my cameraman. We just went out one day. I was flipping through the newspaper, and I saw the advertisement for the Luchador run. And I decided to go out there. Like I said, if nothing else, it would be visually interesting, you know, because I could have went to a library and got, you know, the same answers from people. But, you know, it's a visually interesting setting. So we went out there and we shot it, and lo and behold, people liked it. And then I was inspired by what you did with the Prometheus and also the Hunger Games, you know, how you analyze the films. So, you know, there's a few things that I remembered, because I showed the clip from Transformers, and I remember after I was watching Transformers 3, you know, first time sitting in the theater, that just pinged in my head that this guy wants to hack into all, you know, all communications. And they also do something similar in the Avengers movie. So it seems like something they're kind of pushing this hack, you know, your devices, you know, these cameras, this kind of police state
kind of deal. They do that in the last Batman, too, where they break into all the systems, but for the good, and are just letting us know, hey, we're really breaking into your devices.
Yeah, it's a bit extreme. I mean, it's not extreme as far as it couldn't happen. It's just extreme in that they would employ that kind of a tactic.
It is. Well, you won. You're getting $5,000.
And thank you very much.
No. Thank you for the great job. But here's the question. Are you ready to come down here and, you know, jump in the deep end?
You know, Alex, I'm interested in the full-time position, but I definitely want to explore all aspects. You know, I heard you mention something about possibly doing some voice work. And, you know, I just like to look at all possible, you know, avenues and aspects before making, you know, any definite decision.
Sure. I'm just throwing this out on air because I haven't had time to call all you folks yet on the phone. Mm-hmm. And Rob Dew's doing that. But I'm telling you, again, opportunity, when it comes knocking on your door, you got to take it.
I understand.
It's kind of like, Obi-Wan Kenobi telling Luke Skywalker, you need to come with me to Alderaan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because there's a lot of stuff going on here. And I'm very excited about the work you did, and I'd love to have you down there as a reporter. So we definitely have to haggle that out. In fact, I'll try to call you sometime next week. We'll set up some meetings with all the reporters. And
if I could plug somebody, I'm a Dan Bandani fan myself. I had a chance to. We've been sending a few messages back and forth on YouTube, and I got the chance to look at some of his other videos, and I really like the guy. He has a very genuine, you know, sense about him. His reports are bold, they're interesting. I like the report he did about, he did a brief report, something about Star Trek or something like that.
He's funny.
He seems like a cool guy. And not just him, I like Stuart Howe and David Knight and a bunch of those other guys.
Yeah, Stuart Howe's been calling me. I've been so busy, I didn't even have time to listen to the messages. I've got to call him. I'm going to set it up next week, but here's the deal. The correspondence thing is great. And I don't have the money to hire everybody full-time here. The problem is we're so busy, we need core people. See, next phase would be getting correspondence. We need to get four or five people totally trained on how we do all this so that then they could be above the next level who we train as correspondents, because we're such a small group. I don't even have the reporters most times now to send people to something that's really important. So we're trying to get to that next level. And I hope that we can work something out to get you down here. I mean, I understand you enter a contest to see if you can do it. Now you've won. You know, there's that big plunge.
But just looking at the submissions, if I could, you know, just throw a few other names out there. I really like the ladies. They had, you know, some real strong ladies. You know, I got contacted by Melissa and I can't remember. I'm pulling a blank here. She was one of the, I want to say her name was Mary Moore.
Yes.
She did a very, I think she had one of the best as far as production wise.
No, we're going to contact everybody. Keep going.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, everybody on there. Dave, was it Dave Brickman, the guy with the stash, mustache?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody. I mean, I really liked his. He had a lot of personality. And I don't want to name them all because I know I'm going to forget somebody. Linda West. Man, just everybody. And I'm sure a lot of people who didn't make the top 10.
Well, again, everyone in the top 10 and most people in the top 20 or so could be great reporters here. I was going off of who overall I think would be the best at interviewing people, doing news reports and things like that. And that's why you and Jennifer both won, because if I had to choose blind, you know, without just off the videos, without interviewing you, knowing more, you guys would be my choice. But all the people... Again, that's what felt so bad about this, was that folks were so great. Everybody was so wonderful that it was really painful. I felt like I was doing something bad, not making everybody first place.
Yeah. It's a hard thing to choose, because I had no idea you had 600 plus submissions. Because I'm sure I was like a lot of people. I'm like, when are they going to announce the winner of the contest? But, you know, I didn't know you guys were so overwhelmed with the number of submissions that you received.
It was,
you know,
really more than 600. It was more than six, but Deuce said the others didn't follow any of the rules. But yeah, we got 600 decent submissions, about 100 really good ones, and about 20 or 30 really fantastic pieces.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I'm just glad you guys, you know, considered me to be in the top 10. That was such a shock for me. You know, somebody to tell me I made the top 10 on Facebook, and that was a real surprise for me. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. I remember... when you announced that, well, put me on the top 10, I got 1,000 hits on my YouTube page overnight, which was a big deal for me. I know some people got way, way more than that. But for me, that's a big deal. And, you know, it's gave, you know, other people a chance to see what I could do. And I'm really appreciative of you and InfoWars and all the guys down there.
Well, I know that obviously, Jakari, folks like you and Jennifer had their families, their friends. You're in Oklahoma. She's up in Ohio. But I hope we can work something out to get you down here because
I'm definitely interested. Yeah, definitely.
Well, Oklahoma's a lot closer than Ohio, too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, for me, how I kind of got, you know, I guess, quote, woken up was back in 2000, I believe it was 2007, when I saw the film Loose Change. And up until that time, I just kind of believed, you know, just whatever I was told about, you know, anything. And I saw Loose Change, and, you know, we can talk about the physics of a building falling down and all that stuff. But the thing that really hit home for me in the Loose Change film was just the simplicity of the passport of escaping the plane that hit the tower.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, so it flew out of his pocket, missed the fireball, landed on the ground, but then after two buildings fell on top of it, they found it. It's just the sheer common sense of something like that. And then after that, you know, things with the Pentagon and how they didn't find any wings at the Pentagon and just all that. And that kind of opened up, you know, the kind of Pandora's box for me, which I was like a lot of people, you know, at that time, like, okay, I mean, I'm moved by that. I think it can be real, but, you know, what do I do? You know, what can I do? How can I affect change? And, you know, I kind of sat on it for a little bit. And, you know, I'd see things here and there that, you know, kind of woke me up and I'd go back to sleep and woke me up and I went back to sleep. And then just eventually it kind of got to the point, I guess I started listening to your show regularly back in 2010, you know, and seeing all the stuff that you guys do and all the great guests. I love Gerald Celente. And just seeing all the stuff you do, and it's real inspiring to me. So that kind of pushed me to,
well,
you know,
Jakari Jackson, you inspire us. Come back because I have a word of encouragement for you. Sure, I want to tell you and Jennifer, don't think you don't have it. Don't think you can't come take a job here thinking you won't, you know, do a good job. I can spot talent. You guys will both kick butt. I hope you take the job.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend.
Ladies and gentlemen, if we don't throw everything behind the fight against tyranny, we're going to lose our society. A couple new articles up at Infowars.com. July 6, 1775, a predecessor to the Declaration of Independence. Key article by Kurt Nemo. Also, Army Manual outlines plan to kill rioters, demonstrators in America. Oh, Watson added demonstrators. It says demonstrators, too. And gun confiscation, that's a very important article. Phase 2, extended American patriots launch guerrilla op on Obama. Again, guerrilla, which means in Spanish, guerrilla, small war or info war. New TSA policy ordering travelers to freeze on command. Israel plans Lebanon invasion after Syria falls. TSA explains bizarre new policy of testing drinks purchased in airports. Spy drone buzzes journalist secluded home. That, of course, is Joseph Farah. That story is up at DrudgeReport.com. Okay, going back here to Jakari Jackson. Jakari, very exciting talking to you, both the winners. And again, we'll be talking to you next week about trying to work out coming down here, of not being a correspondent. Problem is you'll have to bug us about giving you work to do because we get so busy. Months go by. But anything else you'd like to add to viewers and listeners out there?
I want to say hi to Jennifer. She did a great job, and congratulate her and her win. You know, I'm just real, real happy, you know, thrilled, excited, you know, that you guys considered me, you know, to the point, just not only to win the contest, but, you know, for a position, which I really appreciate. Cause I'm a journalism student, I guess kind of was. I sent my professor an email telling I wasn't coming back. But that $5,000 would be, you know, great benefit to me to, you know, knock out some of those student loans and things of that nature. But I mean, I really appreciate you guys and Du and Chris, your producer, and, you know, all you guys have been so kind to me, you know, since the time that I, you know, entered the contest.
Sure. Well, I can imagine for you and Jennifer, it probably feels like jumping, you know, out into the night out of an airplane. You don't know where you're going, what it would be like. So come down. We're going to fly you guys down, see it. And I'm not going to expect people that are raw talent to just instantly know all this. I come from nowhere as a guy that didn't, you know, went down and turned a camera on with a light and was talking about, you know, the New World Order 17 years ago. So we're here to develop raw talent. I mean, Aaron Dykes, I mean, he's got a degree in journalism and stuff, or is it political science from UT, also film school. But, you know, he'll tell you he really learned everything here because, this is the real world. And so this is being thrown into the deep end. You learn to swim really fast. So I think it's a great opportunity, but it's also important. You know, you could get into it slow or something, be a correspondent for a while, finish getting your degree. I just hope there's a country at the end of it because things are moving quickly.
Yeah, that's true. Every time I look around, it seems like the police state is just getting a little bit more aggressive. I remember I was reading the article, I believe it's in Colorado Springs, where they're going to start wearing full riot gear at all times, even doing traffic stops.
Yes, I saw that. It's getting, and France is going to put breathalyzers in all the cars.
Oh, I missed that one.
It's amazing. Well, here's one more point about it. Just for any media people out there, in my experience, getting a degree is fine, but in something like media, it's changing so fast. What matters in media is that you get that first job or that you become a reporter and show what you can do. That's why, I mean, take somebody, I'm not trying to sell you guys. The point is, take somebody like Jennifer, she's getting her, you know, her master's or PhD in acting in theater. Well, believe me, what matters is not just having a degree, and that's great, it shows you have dedication. It's actually getting on the air. It's actually doing it. That's what people look at. It's called getting your big break, Jakari.
Yeah. I realized that because I saw the video with Salente, why college is a scam, and that really kind of questioned some of the aspects I had of some of the thoughts I had about education. So, I mean, I definitely agree with what you're saying. It's not just about having a piece of paper. You know, can you go out there and perform? So I definitely hear you out on that.
Hey, listen, you're awesome. We'll talk to you next week. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with a special report. And tonight, that special video, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you.
7 o'clock tonight,
GCA.
Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. 15-day free trial right now, PrisonPlanet.tv. Remember.